Two businesses in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are applying for the region's first marijuana store licenses. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
The businesses are the Green Tree LLC in Bethel and Kuskokwim Enterprises LLC in Aniak. Both businesses are in the first week of their three-week required public notice period. The notice informs the public of the business's intent to apply and says the public can submit comments or objections to their local government, the applicant, and the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board. Once the applications are submitted, the Marijuana Control Board has 90 days to grant or deny a license. If the businesses do get a license, how the stores would get licensed marijuana or marijuana products like edibles are not yet resolved areas of local law. There are no licensed facilities for growing, testing, or manufacturing marijuana in the region. And without a road connecting stores to their products, businesses will rely on airplanes for transporting their merchandise. But airplanes are under federal jurisdiction. Where marijuana is illegal, flying over a state where it's not. So,
well, all of marijuana is operate at your own risk to some extent.
Cynthia Franklin is the director of the Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office. She calls the state's marijuana industry risky business.
We don't have any idea how the federal government is going to react to the reality of Alaska, which is that if you want to have a place in an area of the state that's fairly inaccessible, you might be violating federal, you know, transportation rules. But keep in mind, everything we're doing is federally illegal.
The U.S. Department of Justice has issued a memorandum saying that in states that have created robust marijuana regulations, if you are a licensed establishment operating in full compliance with these regulations, then you won't be a priority to prosecute. But then,
if you look at the end, it says, you know, it sort of disavows everything and says, we can still do whatever we want.
And the memorandum, as mushy as it is, Franklin says, could disappear under Jeff Sessions, President-elect Donald Trump's pick for U.S. Attorney General. The marijuana business in Alaska is still young and in rural western Alaska still untested. And with a new administration taking over the Justice Department, how the state and federal regulations will coexist is still to be found out. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.